This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Sammy Paul. Joy supports local artists. Do you? Keep listening to local tracks on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Miss Sammy Paul. You're on Joy 94.9. Now, that lady you just heard is a local singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. She released her debut single, Why, a couple of years ago, 2012, and her album, 24 Hours. She's a great supporter of the LGBTI community, and she joins me now. Hello, Sammy.
How are you going?
It's been over a year since you were in the studio.
It has been over a year.
Yeah, and you have been really, really busy because your day job, you teach young kids music. Singing.
Yeah.
So tell us about, because that's really important, you know, because Joy supports obviously a lot of music, but also we have a lot of kids that tune into Joy because they love the music.
They do.
You know, and people, when they're at that young age, they may not know who they are, and they may be a bit sort of alone, a bit afraid. And having a LGBTI station in Melbourne is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important. They get very excited when I do stuff like this, and they see the photo with the Veronicas and, you know, Harrison and stuff like that. They're like, oh, my God, my singing teacher's going to be doing that. But I pretty much have been teaching for the last 5 years, and they're all crazy to go on The Voice and The X Factor at the moment. They all want to do that kind of thing.
Because that seems to be the way into the industry.
I think it is for this generation. It's not the way I would do it because I just think I've worked so hard, you know, in the pub scene and the club scene. But, you know, maybe one day I could try it. But it's interesting to watch. I actually enjoy the judges more than the actual performers sometimes.
Because you have been around the club scene and the night scene for years and years and years, you know. And you must have seen some heaps of LGBTI family.
Oh, totally.
Over the years, you know. It's great having the station here in Melbourne. I'm so passionate about Joy because not only do we broadcast in Melbourne, 94.9, but we're online at joy.org.au.
Absolutely.
And that is worldwide.
And happy 21st, may I say.
Thanks, Amy.
Unreal.
Yeah.
21 years.
21 years, and we started from humble beginnings.
I remember going into the studio, I think it was in South Melbourne, about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I went in and did a show there.
And we have had some amazing people through, always supporting local talent. Mm-hmm. And it's great because Joy takes a chance on these artists. And a lot of, I remember a singer came out years and years ago, Zoe Badwee. We all know Zoe now, but we started playing Zoe's music first here on Joy, and she had that massive hit with Free Falling, which went top 10 around Australia, went overseas. We break songs here on Joy.
I think you're the leaders, absolutely, because you're taking risks with new artists and you're putting out songs that people haven't heard. You have your finger on the pulse, and that's what, I mean, you would have known with the ARIA red carpets. I remember you saying last year when you went, you were beating a lot of the journalists because a lot of them didn't know who they were, like the artists, and you were right onto it. So I think it's really important that Joy is huge because it's just the way it is.
And of course, we also go worldwide, you know, and people listen in from Hong Kong and Asia, expats from the UK, the US, they listen in to Joy and they can actually, you know, hear some great local music.
Absolutely. You know? I know that Joy has taken my stuff overseas and had great success in Finland with my stuff, and Hong Kong, Living in the City is charting over there at the moment. And there's only one way that people have heard me is through Joy on the website.
And we love that. And of course, that's a new single we're going to play in a moment. But this track here I'm going to play is one of yours, and it's from the album 24 Hours. And this is a remix by The Almighty Team.
Oh, yes. This is great.
They have remixed everyone from Whitney Houston to Kylie Minogue to Diana Ross. So many artists they've remixed, and they remix you, which is amazing. This is a great track. It's called Gimme All Your Money. You're Sammy Paul and me on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Give Me All Your Money. That's Sammy Paul on Joy 94.9, a local singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. Great track, Sammy. We love that. That's from your album 24 Hours.
Uh-huh.
24 Hours?
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago now.
Remixed by Almighty. Now, of course, I mean, you're working on new stuff at the moment.
Yep.
Quite exciting because the new single is called Living in the City.
Yeah.
And that song we just heard is quite tongue-in-cheek, right? And we do like a bit of tongue-in-cheek here on Joy. So the new single is quite in the same vein.
Absolutely. It's probably a little bit, you know,
cheeky.
Nastier.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit nastier.
Oh, we love that.
And it's about high heel shoes, pills and booze, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
You'll hear the lyrics and you'll go, okay.
It's all tongue-in-cheek.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
For living in the city.
Tell us about who wrote the song, who produced it?
Maddie Ray wrote the song, produced as well, and Matt Pop remixed.
Matt Pop
loves this song. Matt Pop just goes, oh.
We play a lot of other stuff on Joy because obviously, you know, the gay community love dance music.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Pop is a producer remixer from the Netherlands.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and he has remixed a lot of stuff for yourself and another Joy favourite, Peter Wilson.
Yep.
Also Hazel Dean, Sonita, not Sonia.
Nikki French yeah.
as well. So yeah. All these Joy favourites. And he's a great producer, right?
He's amazing. He was perfect for this because he took it, he just reproduced the drums and the bass and stuff like that. So he did additional production on the track, actually. And I went to England a year ago and he was playing it on the night. I think it was Energizer's 20th birthday over there.
Wow.
And he, I actually didn't know what he thought of the track, really. I was like, oh, I wonder if Matt likes the track, because there wasn't much said about the track. And Matt was like, I love it. So he's done this really great video that's on YouTube of all these trash bags and nightclubs, and it's just very funny.
Is the video coming for the song?
There is. We're shooting I've had the flu like for a while, so I've had to stop shooting, but we're reshooting on the weekend and it'll be out in about a week and a half.
Oh, a new video for Sammy Paul. Now, quickly tell us about the new upcoming album. What can we expect? What kind of sound are you going for?
We are going more rock pop. It'll be a little bit rockier.
Dirty rock
pop. Just what I do. It's more me. It's you know, I'm evolving, as they say, but I'm really not. It's what I do. So it'll be quite synthy guitar driven.
Right. We love a bit of synthy guitar-driven music here on Joy.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning,
That's
honey.
Okay.
It's so good to see you. I mean, you're a great supporter of the community and a great supporter of Joy.
Yes.
So thank you so much for your support. And where can people
thank
find you?
Thank you for your support.
Of course.
Leo, what would I do without you, huh?
And, of course, you're on Facebook and Twitter.
I am. I'm sammypaulmusic.com for the website, so you can get all the links to buy the track and the Matt Pop videos up there and everything. And Facebook, Twitter.
As I do for all my guests, do you want to introduce your track for the first time on Joy?
Okay. Yeah. This is Sammy Paul. This is Living in the City on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Sammy.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.